You're listening to Ottawa at Work with Patricia Bull on News Talk 580 CFRA and the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Welcome back. I'm Graham Richardson. Coming up to 11:23, we've been paying a lot of attention, as have you, to speeding, given the cameras and everything like that. The Ottawa Safety Council is taking it a step further and giving young people, students, a look at speeding and distracted driving during a Walk Safe course. And they wanted to raise awareness about speeding and about reckless behavior behind the wheel. And the kids actually witnessed it. Jamie Kwong is the executive director of the Ottawa Safety Council. Jamie joins us on the line. Hi, Jamie.
Hi, Graham. Hi, everyone. Thanks for having me on today.
This is a great idea. So paint us a picture here. The kids are actually doing this with a radar gun and watching people speed outside the school?
Mm-hmm. So this is our 5 grade 6 module session for our Walk Safe program. And so we do a curriculum from JK to grade 6 and all the skill sets kind of build upon each module. By grade 5 and 6, they're learning about distracted driving. And the best way to learn that is not just in the classroom, but on the street. And so they're looking at distracted driving, speeding, they're observing what drivers are doing, they're witnessing people on their cell phones rolling through a stop sign, they're witnessing people going 20 kilometers over the speed zone that's posted in a school zone, like right in front of their school where it says 30 or 40 and they're going 50 or 65 and they're clocking that on our radar gun. So it's a very interactive experience for kids to learn proper road behaviors and observe what's going on around them.
And even with a crowd of kids and one of them with a radar gun, we're still getting drivers just not paying attention and doing things you described.
Exactly. And you see the signage in a school zone. It usually warns people at the school zone. It changes the speed limits. And in many of the school zones, there are speed cameras there. In order to have a speed camera, you have to actually be designated community safety zone. And so even with all these factors and speed boards, people are still speeding. But what we have found is that areas that have the speed cameras, people are significantly slowing down their speeds. They're learning. They're taking the hit off some of those tickets. And that's the wake-up call we want people to see. That hit is that first warning. Please pay attention because one day something horrible might happen. And if you are going 20 kilometers over, so if you're going 65, example, 65 in a 30, 40 kilometer zone, there's a one in 10 chance that someone could survive that impact. And that's why the speeds are posted the way they are. Mm. If you hit someone and you're going 30 to 40, they have a 9 in 10 chance of surviving. That's why it's so important to pay attention to your speeds and lighten up your foot off the gas pedal.
And the other thing we should point out is when you're speeding, especially in short distances, you're saving yourself, you know, like a couple of seconds, 10 mm-hmm. seconds, 15 seconds, if that. It's not really worth the risk.
Definitely not worth the risk. And so we're teaching kids young to change. So this is a culture change that we're asking. And it takes a lot of time to learn proper, responsible road safety behaviors. There's many ways to address road safety, engineering, enforcement, but education and engagement is where we prioritize. So we go into schools, we teach about 25,000 students every year, and they start learning these skills. And then they're starting to monitor their parents' driving behaviors and challenging them. Hey, Dad, you're driving a little fast in the school zone. The speed says 640, but you're going 60. And so we want them to have these conversations at the dinner table with their families. And when they get their license 10 years from then, they might be remembering these practices that they've learned when they were in grade 5 and 6.
What does the Safety Council think about all the cameras going up?
Well, I think, the data shows that it is effective in slowing people down. So the initial pilot data was very effective. We noticed them going up across many cities, and Ottawa has really embraced them. And we know that that changes behavior, and that's just one way. And we know the public has some resistance on it, but the resistance is from, if your behaviors weren't violating the speed in those areas, you wouldn't feel the penalty. Mm. And so, you know, there's no perfect panacea. There's no perfect solution to everything, but all of these countermeasures to help make it safer for everybody, for our little children in our community, to everybody. We all have the right to get to where we are going safely, mm-hmm. and that we all have to know that when we go behind a car, when we use the roads, we're all trying to keep each other safe, and that's our responsibility. And what we're trying to instill is everybody plays a role, be it a city government, be it police, be it children, be it motorists, be it cyclists. And so all of us can do something to make it a little safer for ourselves and for everyone else.
And, you know, I appreciate that. And we've had discussions about this on the radio before, obviously, with photo radar. Mm-hmm. I think one of the contradictions is that speeding is tolerated on our highways, for instance. Mm-hmm. No one does 100. Mm-hmm. And so then you're like, well, you must do 50 here. And if you do 53, you're going to get a ticket. You know, if you put up a camera on the Queensway, it would be clicking 24/7.
Oh, absolutely. And so I think it's such a huge issue to solve. And I've noticed in different communities where people are more mindful of speeds. And I think like that priority of vulnerable areas where there are vulnerable people like seniors, kids, a lot of pedestrian traffic, a lot of cyclist traffic, that is a priority because the fatalities and like the amount of impact and injury that could
Fair
be
enough.
Caused.
It's not severe. The same thing as a highway.
Yeah, and highways, it's a culture change too. We have a posted limit. It says this, and yet people are always, you know, going 20 over. We have billboards that say if you're going this amount, this is the equivalent of the ticket. And enforcement can only do so much, right? And
well, they don't, yeah. If you're doing 120, you're not getting pulled over.
No, everyone kind of rides that, but it's when it goes over. It's you catch the news pieces of 170. Oh, okay,
right,
then we get
right.
But it's already too late, right? We mm-hmm. have to get into this idea that why are there speed limits and why it's important? And we have to understand other people on the road. Like communication is so important, signaling, being mindful of your surroundings, not being distracted. All of these things are going to impact safety.
Jamie Kwong, always great to talk to you. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Graham.
All right, that's Jamie Kwong, the Executive Director of the Ottawa Safety Council, talking about safety in school zones and elsewhere and how kids are being taught about distracted driving and other things. Please keep your texts coming, 580-580. I'm getting a lot of reaction to Lynn Scott's interview. We will rerun some of your clips from some of your texts from that because people are reacting to the fact that she is saying the wording in the change.